Sorry, Eric.
For tonight?
Yes, he just had some things he wanted to say.
Are they there?
Well, I have no doubt it was.
I think they're gonna see it later, I think the problem right now is, but I just say that we just gotta take their public relations, wrap to an extent, except that, let's just, they'll start building the backfire right now, creating some doubts in the minds of people, I think some of those doubts, I created some of them last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, there are people watching that, they're gonna wonder, well, what the hell, they're gonna have another withdrawal, maybe the South Vietnamese didn't do so bad after all, ah, let's take another look, but you think that's true?
I think that's right, I think that is right. I think what you did last night, I don't know what your latest report has been enormously. I think it's been enormously effective, and, I don't know, how you want to handle, speech for the 7th, but I thought I'd get a young, one of my staff members to draft one, and I thought you would use a lot of the material that you had last night, even the people who heard it last night, if they hear it as a speech, they'll, it doesn't hurt to repeat some of these thoughts.
Maybe we ought to use some charts to show what's happened. The calculation, what's happened, the withdrawals, the rest, you will see it.
That's right.
I think they've got to see it on television.
That's right.
As Rogers used it, that cabinet.
That's right, we've got those charts.
Make them, they have to be remade for television once if you need. Very, very dramatic. We'll get some charts and say, here's what's happening, here's what we're doing. How the Nixon doctrine is working in Asia, and how it's worked here, and how our involvement since we come in, this is an account of our stewardship, and how we're working this war and that, and how are the same, survival of South Vietnam. You know, I put it hard on the line last night too, that the war was the right thing to do. I saw my doctrine, I mean, I rejected completely that whole line, well, we're in the war, so what the hell, we gotta do the best way we can to get out. And I said, like what I said when I said that this last war thing, I said, that's possible only if we end this war the right way, and only if we maintain our strength.
Well, I think
that just needles the shit out of bad stuff.
I think you did it in a tremendously courageous way, and...
That's true.
Yes.
And he did. And also, you know, Johnson never told me.
No, come on.
Of course, we got this credibility problem, like everybody else said, it's primarily created by the war we're in, people are worried about the goddamn war.
The credibility is the gap.
Mainly also by the war we're in the press, but the press were also against Johnson, so we can't complain about that. We, and Smith had a very sensitive point, he said, well, you said you could get to the people on television, and you still have the credibility problem. What's the reason for it? Well, it's war we're in, this case just
happened. It's the gap between their expectation and what's happening, or between their desires and what's happening, not between what you say and what you do. It's between, and it's the unconscionable behavior of the press.
Terrible.
I had an interesting call this afternoon from Phil Freeland, the head of the editorial page of the Washington Post.
Tell who?
Freeland, he writes the editorial, he's the head of the editorial page of the Post. But I, as I told you, had taken a very aggressive line at that lunch yesterday, and they had had a man. No, he wasn't, but David Broda was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's an honest guy, he wrote up his notes and gave them to Freeland. And Freeland said, I hope you realize I was praying for you on the Laos operation, and you made a tremendously effective case yesterday, and I just hope you keep your momentum. I thought it was very interesting. That he bothered to call.
Some really don't, when they really look right in the gun, don't want the damn country to lose.
Well,
let's face it, that's what it is. That's a hurricane we're looking at today. Hell, they can destroy a president, they can do anything they want. They want the United States to take a goddamn black guy to lose the war.
And he also referred to what you said last night. He said, do I really believe we are this close to success? And I said, now look, Phil, within a year, you'll know whether the president's judgment turned out to be right or not. He wouldn't say this unless he was confident of it. So I think that...
I hear people were there last night where they
very enthusiastic. I was at the Soviet embassy. I was at the Soviet embassy, and he called me there, saying this was the best he had ever seen you. Oh, he was enthusiastic. And this morning, he is crushed by what he saw of the army there. He turned the field.
Out there has been, the record is not one very admirable one in my opinion.
Not if you remember with the second increment, when we made it 35,000, they acted as if they were... Of course, it is, in retrospect, who said that to me? I think it was Evans. He said he had read the Democratic platform, minority platform in 68. He had realized that you had exceeded every significant proposal in it. I mean, you would, we would, if anyone had said we could withdraw 260,000 in less than 2 years, and it would be 365,000.
This is going to be the announcement that to many sort of means they'll then just begin arguing about residuals and doing it. But you know, you bring, you say 100,000 more, well, only 184,000. I think it's going to have a, it should have a considerable.
Well, and also they, we've now gotten so conditioned to the withdrawal rate argument that you don't even have to make the argument. They'll figure out for themselves that you're upping it to 14,200 from 12,500.
Which is only 700 a month.
No, no, it's 1,700 a month.
Fine. 1,700 a month. They'll pick it up. I'll say it's
an increase. Oh, you're
going to be sure. The point is it'll be an increase. Might even realize that from there on we've got to keep it that low.
The next one, the president has...
That doesn't have to be the final one.
The next one has nothing to do with the rate.
No.
And the next one, you can say anything you want, because you'll be going down to the residual force, or whatever
residual
it is.
Force, or if they turn over the prisoners, nothing to that. That's basically... If they
oh, yeah.
They would agree. If you give us the prisoners and return us for a withdrawal in 9 months, we withdraw in 9 months.
Mr. President, my proposal is that I would suggest this to him already, to them already, at the end of May.
Maybe what? At the end of May next year?
This year. That we will...
No, no, but you will, at the end of May this year, you will suggest what? That we will...
That we will withdraw in 1 year.
1 year.
In return for an exchange of prisoners and a ceasefire for that period. Now, by the time Ben Hackles is around for a while, we may have to go down to 9 months, but by that time, by the time they haggle, we'll also be, we'll have wasted 3 months of haggling. And I think on the whole it would be best if we could end this now through a negotiation.
Oh, crunch, always, Henry, always, always, always. The negotiation is a triumph. That's what we've all been saying. And last night I said, well, I had to be honest. I said, I'm not holding out very great hopes, but there is some hope. We must not destroy that hope. You know what I mean? That puts it again to the Hatfield McGovern function. I'm going to...
Now,
I argued that case like a lawyer last night. Those bastards knew it.
No, they had in fact called this morning. He said that you had already again committed yourself to 12,500.
I know. And he knows what I said.
He knows it.
And, I said it very carefully.
No, he wants you to throw it into the negotiations now, but as an offer. But how you can throw something that you've already said into a negotiation is... lay it now.
Well, about 500 for the balance of the time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, not yet. There's now that when we, in November, we may, we got to look at the prisoner situation and everything else. Well, you know how well we're going to do, but he doesn't know what 100,000.
I know, lay it. Is playing the game. He likes to build a record that he is the one that's pushing us. But he's such a shrewd guy that one thing he won't believe is that he has no credibility as a candidate, as a presidential candidate at all.
He really hasn't.
He has. I don't know.
He understands that.
No.
There's no damn credibility.
Well, nobody really. I like him because he's such an engaging fellow. But he's, and he's a patriot in his crooked way.
You must not worry about it. In fact, we're getting a bad PR at the moment. And it isn't incidentally all that bad. And what I meant is that we cycled it some by last night.
Oh,
I mean, you at least we get a day's play, and they'll be on the night, and that'll sort of balance off to somebody hanging on a helicopter, right?
That's right.
Meantime,
if these people look at these pictures thoughtfully of the guy looking, okay, so
they're all got their gear on.
That's right. And that is not the action of panicky troops.
God damn it, just burned my ass that we didn't support it better. Exactly right, we didn't give a good support. Well, Abrams admitted as much in his own background for 2 weeks there was not active coordination.
Yeah, but that's no excuse. He should have, Haig tells me that the guy he had up there as Corps Commander Sutherland is an old crony of his and is incompetent.
He says, Haig goes that far, he's incompetent.
Well, he's not good. He should have sent Wyant up there. He should have, we had everything riding on this. It was the last shot at...
The last shot. Frankly, to give him a real kick in the ass.
I showed Bob the cables I sent out there. Yeah. Every 3 or 4 days I said, this doesn't look right to me. And above all, let's keep us informed. And I told Funke, you were here when the president made his decision. You know that he must have advance warning. And Funke went to Abrams. Funke is all right. He doesn't know military operations.
You haven't heard from Funke yet, have
you? No.
What time is it out there? 6:30 now?
It's 6:30 now.
There's an all web reaction. Anything last night I had on this force out there.
I'll call it. Okay.
What time can you do it?
I'll
call it now, or is that wake him up?
I'll call him in about, well, I can call him now.
I got it over my I'll go over to residence.
I'll call you
from your office.
And I'll call
you. Call me over there, I have to get residence in here.
Right.
And then let me know because that's important.
Right.
You gotta know how their morale. I don't know how their morale is. What the exception of this thing was, or should you wait and call them later tonight?
No, I'll call them now. It should be.
You don't mind waking him up?
It'd be 7:30 there at that time.
Oh, 7:30. That's all right. I thought it was 12 hours.
I think it's 13 hours. We got the TV broadcast out there.
He did it for? Oh.
They always got it on radio, but I...
Oh, maybe they just got it on radio. Definitely the radio.
But
that's all we need to know. The radio is not. He certainly had it on radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. As I said on the military, we gave him a real chance to get a pop in there. We gave him a hell of a chance in Cambodia, and they did that well.
That one they did so good.
On the other hand, we gave him another real chance for a knockout. The shot had this one together. It was a knockout.
It's a knockout. We just had bad luck.
He got killed. Different. He didn't knock the hell out of that.
Oh, he had been on the run, Mr. President. He was jumping. He was doing it just right. He was jumping all over the place. They were always on the defensive. And he was just positioning themselves to that much that he could hit them. These present guys, I watch it every day, and they go 5 miles and back. It's very conservative, very careful, and I don't think you can get the military in the mix that way. They're too violent. But they're keeping them on the
defensive. As far as I know, at least yesterday, the withdrawal was orderly.
The withdrawal, Mr. President, has been superbly well done, actually. That's the most difficult operation.
Except for
that first battalion that was brought there.
Now they filled the whole town.
But everything is built around that battalion. They got 18,000 men out of there in 4 days without major casualties, without any panic. The only troops that are still even conceivably in trouble are these Marines who are taking losses, but on the other hand, they are also claiming that they're inflicting huge losses, and they must, because we've been B-52 at TAC Air in the air, and they've been in trouble the other side.
I hope our new bomb strike should have happened.
Oh, it must have. Again, it was a pity we couldn't get it off earlier. That is something that we might consider doing again in April, after the party conference. Because we didn't take any flak for it this year, this time.
We will next couple of days for me, but after we make the next troop announcement, we can do it.
That's what I mean.
Just before you...
Just before we have
your little chat in Paris.
That's right.
I think
towards the end of April would be a good time to do it.
Yes.
Get them one kind of... Well,
2 days ago, they'll give us provocation.
So no doubt about it.
Just have to work out. That's why we ordered laws. We ordered it because, and I say every night, I say, thank God we did. Because even if they come out, all of them running from now on, believe me, if they hadn't been in there and stopped them for 6 weeks, we'd have got the hell kicked out of us.
President, if those...
They had a massacre.
If those... If this whole concentration of our air power, with the gunships, with this whole logistics support pack of them, plus the entire strategic reserve of the South Vietnamese, if they had this much struggle, what would the North, what would the South Vietnamese 1st Division, which is the only division that's up there, have been able to do against 100 tanks, 150 tanks, plus 4 combat divisions? It will take them... I asked the military to give me an assessment. They think it will take them 6 months just to rebuild the division. That's not talking about the supply situation at all. But they
what did Helms say about the whole thing?
Well, Helms wasn't there. Kurt was.
He thinks it's a pretty good man.
He thinks it was a considerable net plus. On the military side, he pointed out some of the weaknesses. He thinks the Arvin fought well.
He does.
But he points out also some of the problems.
Which are?
Well, the attack air and the supply problems and so forth. And we'll have to see about this.
Our training of the Arvin Air Force going ahead of pace.
Mr. Benson.
A little better because we get out.
That's another thing that we must do. Blair has been playing a shell game about the equipment that's going to be left behind. And I think the best thing, after this next troop announcement, the best thing we can do for the South Vietnamese to make clear what will be left behind, to get a program and stick to it. And